Cheers!
The 21st episode of an Acquired Taste podcast.
Yay!
We are so happy that we made it 21 episodes because we almost didn't make one. And so, in celebration, I am sitting here with Kathleen and Sam.
Hello, guys.
Hi, ladies. And we are having a glass of rosé, followed by a glass of white wine.
Wait, let's be clear about this. It's a can of rosé.
It is a can of rosé. Kathleen, tell us about the rosé we've been drinking.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I always like to keep a little something-something in my purse.
Yes.
And there's this great company called Lila Rosé, and it comes in a can, and it's portion controlled. It's only 110 calories, and I've been keeping these in my fridge, and like, if I'm about to go have drinks with my friends, I'll just like sip on this on the way to the bar. It saves me money. It's economical.
Mm-hmm.
No, economical is not the word I'm looking for.
It fits well in your purse.
Well, you know, it saves me money.
Okay. Yeah, it's economical.
I gave you a face, too, when you came in. I'm like, there's canned wine.
No,
that was delightful.
It's really good. And it looks like an energy drink. So if you're just walking down the street in a city where it's not legal to drink on the street, not saying you should drink, but if you're going to, this one looks like an energy drink.
Exactly. I mean, just a little straw. Don't you feel dainty drinking just a little?
It's pink, too, this particular one.
It's
although
really
they have many.
Cute. So run out, have a picnic with your friends, go buy Lila Rosé in the can. It's delicious.
Yes. And so we've been celebrating our 21st episode with this.
Take my shirt off.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us for 21 episodes. If this is your first episode and you're listening backwards, welcome to the family. We're an Acquired Taste podcast.
And we're usually sober.
We're normally sober,
but this is your first episode.
Not today.
No.
So today we wanted to talk about your 21st birthday stories. And I think everyone has one. Mm-hmm. And normally... they're like crazy fun. Like did you guys have power hour here? Is that a thing you guys
have? Power hour. I have only had one, and it was a meatloaf one, and it was delightful.
Oh. Like the food or the drink?
No,
I mean, the food or the man.
The food of the man. It was the music. It was meatloaf music.
It was the man.
It was the man.
He would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
He'll take a shot for that.
I want to do a food power hour with meatloaf.
Oh,
meatloaf with
crap.
Raisins. Meatloaf with ketchup.
I love meatloaf.
With turkey
some
meatloaf.
Barbecue sauce mixed in.
Pork meatloaf.
So I want to know your stories, because my 21st birthday was the worst.
Aww,
and I feel
what?
Like so much of my life has been trying to make up for the horrible 21st birthday. So I want to hear about your 21st birthdays and how much fun they were.
Are you telling me you didn't have... Don't need candles and cake, just need your body to
birthday sex, birthday sex. Bend over, girl, Miss Panky.
My friend John
would really upset me if you didn't have that.
It's true. I didn't. My friend intern John from the Kane Show, shout out in DC.
That's a great show.
It is a great show. He posts the birthday sex video on my mom's Facebook page every time it's her birthday.
Oh, that sounds appropriate.
But no, I did not. Do you want to hear quick and dirty? I don't want to depress anyone. Yeah. Here's my birthday story.
Wait a minute. No, not quick. Just what's the story?
I don't want to bring people down.
I don't mind quick. You know,
we're
it's still good.
Drinking. As long as it is quality, really, over quantity. If we're being honest.
So when I was 21, I was living in Minneapolis, and the rule in Minnesota, at least at this time, and I think it still is that on Sundays you can't buy alcohol. Mm-hmm. Liquor stores are not open.
Okay.
And my 21st birthday fell on a Sunday that year. And I had just recently moved to Minneapolis, so I didn't really have any friends yet. And so it was my 21st birthday. I was like, you know what? I'm not really doing anything. I don't have any friends, but I'm just going to go and I'm going to buy a bottle of wine and just enjoy it and like have a nice night to myself. And then I realized that the liquor stores are all closed.
Oh.
So my birthday is spent by myself in my tiny, tiny, tiny apartment bedroom. And my roommate at the time worked at a restaurant. And he came home and he was like, what are you doing? And I said, it's my birthday. It's my 21st birthday. And he was like, oh, my God. So he went back to his restaurant, bought a bottle of wine.
Oh.
Yeah, from the restaurant. Came back home and I had a glass of wine on my birthday. And it was terrible.
The wine was terrible. What did he bring?
No, the wine was fine, but I was just like bummed. Oh, okay. It was like 10 o'clock at night at that point, and it was just like the day was shot. It was the worst 21st birthday ever.
Wow, so you didn't even get to do anything to actively celebrate booze or not until that glass of wine at like 10 p.m.
Nothing. Because I was, I don't know what happened, but it was just terrible. It was the worst birthday ever. So to this day, when people are like, it's my 21st birthday, I get a little wistful. And I also get like actively hopeful for them that it becomes this amazing day because mine sucked.
I don't want to talk about mine anymore.
It was bad. No, I want to hear it. No, but that's why I didn't want to bring people down. I want to hear about yours.
Wait a minute. Before we do that, though, Kathleen, so Bethany's birthday is in December, and it's already booked. She's planning on going to Pelly.
Yeah, I'm taking my mama to Paris.
Which is going
to
be amazing, which is better than most people's any birthday.
I'm making up for lost time.
Do you know, you told me a few months ago about this plan to take your mom to Paris in December, and I just keep Googling Paris in December.
Is it going to be good?
Because I'm so jealous.
Will you plan it for us?
I will, yeah. Okay. You know, you're not going to get that many daylight hours. I've already looked that up, but that's okay because
you'll get a lot of cheese.
Will light your heart at night.
We're doing a long weekend. That's so amazing. Yeah, I'm
excited.
It's going
to be perfect. But I move, Kathleen, that you and I take it into our own hands and plan a 21st birthday for Bethany this year.
21st birthday redo.
That would be amazing. That's what we're going to do. You guys, that would heal so many internal wounds.
And if nobody gets naked, I will be severely disappointed.
Oh, honey.
Then it's not a 21st, mama. Then it is.
You guys,
not
you have
a 21st.
No, that would actually be incredible.
We're going to do this because that's not cool.
Thank you. Yay! Redo.
My goodness.
Life is all about redos.
I'm going to take another drink of wine.
Cheers.
Because cheers. To future. 21st birthday.
Honestly, if you don't have redos or second chances, life is not worth living.
It's true. Okay, so tell me about your 21st birthday experiences. Kathleen, you go first. I feel like yours is probably amazing.
It was literally the most Kathleen thing I've ever done.
Which is what? Was Gwyneth Paltrow there?
You were wearing something with polka dots.
I got up and I put on my brand new J. Crew dress, which was a wool black dress, A-line, and it had these really tiny gold buttons that went all the way down the back.
Of course it did.
And I went to my internship. It was a fashion internship. So I walked in and I like had a crisp white collared shirt on underneath my black wool dress.
Yes.
And I have my purse and I'm like, guys, today's my 21st birthday. and my boss opened up a bottle of champagne.
Oh, and was it Vuv, your favorite?
It was Barefoot Bubbly.
I love.
Also good.
And there was only three of us in the company. So, you know, it wasn't like a very large, it was a very small company. So we just sipped on champagne all day and we kind of just did our work. And at the end of the day, I met a very close friend of mine at this restaurant in New York City called Tao.
I heard of this?
Tao. It was really cool at the time. And
Tao,
now,
like the club?
Tao is also a club now.
Oh, that's why it's familiar. Okay.
But at the time, it was like a pretty cool, hip restaurant.
So Tao is in like, let's go to Tao.
Yeah, let's go to Tao.
Okay, Tao. Okay, cool.
And there's like a huge statue of Buddha in it. But I remember what I ordered. I had a passion fruit martini, and I had a wasabi encrusted filet mignon.
Oh,
yummy.
God. This is the most Kathleen thing ever.
Right? I had a conversation with this close friend of mine, and then I took the train home back to Rutgers where I went to school, and that was my big blowout party.
That is a very Kathleen birthday.
That is Kathleen. I hope you realize how like dreamlike that is, that you were at your fashion internship in New York City on your 21st birthday.
Right?
You sipped champagne all day and you had an amazing dinner at Tao.
That's classy as hell.
That's like, that's an Anne Hathaway movie.
That is beautiful.
God, I love that, Annie.
Sam, what about you?
Well, I'm a piece of trash compared to the two of you ladies. I am.
Hand me your glass.
Thank you so much. I honestly, to this day, my 21st birthday is one of my fondest memories, which is really nice because it was shared with my boyfriend at the time, and we were dating for a year and change at that point.
It's a long time.
And I'm one of those people that just because you had a terrible breakup does not mean you should curse this person. It just means you had a terrible breakup.
Can I pause you for a second?
Please do.
If anybody listened to the last episode, Sam was talking about an ex-boyfriend that she recently
saw. I was. This is not the same boyfriend. Okay. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for remembering.
I just had to know.
No, this is a dip. This was the boyfriend before this. Okay. Before the one that I had a
passionate
little meetup with.
Affair.
You
had the sex on.
I did not say I had the sex on him.
But you did.
But you did.
Moving forward.
Okay. So, on him.
So, my boyfriend at the time was 23, and he was planning my 21st birthday, and all I was allowed to know was that I couldn't do anything that weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
My birthday's in the summer, so I never got to celebrate with like with friends by default.
Yeah.
It always had to be planned or organized because there was no school or work or anything. Or work at that age, rather, for me. So he just said, just give me your weekend. So, okay, here's my birthday weekend. He came to kidnap me, and we ended up first going to a bed and breakfast.
Oh, cute.
Which was so lovely.
What? On your 21st birthday?
Yes, so grown here's up. The thing. He knows I didn't love ragers at that time. So when I was still my last evening of being 21, he took me to a bed and breakfast so that we could go to the beach and enjoy a lesbian couple's company. They were so nice.
This is so quaint.
They're right. It was so quaint.
Wait, can that be the tagline of our podcast? An Acquired Taste podcast. This is so quaint.
21 and quaint. It was, guys, I'm going to go back to that exact place. Like, it was wonderful. It was beautiful. Aww. And then he said, at the end of the night when we were going to the second spot for the second part of the night, he goes, don't get mad at me. I said, what? He goes, because I know you don't love this, but for your 21st, we are going to get turned.
Oh my God.
And then he proceeded to drive me to Atlantic City, which I was like gritting my teeth because I really was not into the party idea at that point.
You were not into getting turned?
I was not into getting turned. And he first took me to a Vikings cooking school class in AC. That was my first step.
Wait, like,
do you know
a Vikings?
What that is?
No.
It's called Vikings, and I looked in front of the sign. He like turned me around a bunch of times, like and showed me the school, and I'm like, what is it? He goes, it's a cooking school, and I freaked out because I love cooking, but at the time I loved baking, and it just so happened that the pastry day lined up on my birthday. So the last day I was 20 years old, he took me to AC to go to a cooking class, and we made pastries. And we got to eat them after with wine, which I wasn't supposed to have for another few hours.
Whoops. Illegal.
Illegal. And it was wonderful. And then we spent 2 hours waiting in line where he invited my closest friends that I did not know about to AC. And we waited two lines for a club. And then I was there for 45 minutes, had a couple too many shots, decided my shoes hurt, went upstairs to change, and woke up to this sweetheart of a boyfriend of mine taking off my makeup because Sam had too much to drink and was too tired.
Why are you not married to this guy?
What happened?
I fell asleep. Like he said, I fell asleep with one shoe off. Like I fell asleep bent in half over the bed, unbuckling the second shoe.
Okay, sorry. Can we move forward? Why did you guys break up? Because he sounds perfect.
He was so wonderful. He was so, to be quite frank, he was a fantastic one-on-one boyfriend, but there were some serious jealousy issues with guy friends.
They grow out of that, you know?
You should go back to him.
You know what? We're on great terms. We talk very seldom, but when we do, it's lovely.
Do you think you're going to marry him? This isn't me asking. Like, I have one glass of wine in me, so I'm getting honest.
I don't think I'm going
Why
to marry
Why aren't you
going to
marry him, do you think? What was his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
Say his name.
I'm not going to say
does
his
it rhyme
name.
With, does it rhyme with, I don't know, Wavid?
I never dated a Wavid.
Wait. Does it rhyme with Rolton?
No.
Does it rhyme with Rolton.
Mike? Does it rhyme with Mike?
Does it rhyme with Ethan?
I dated a dyke. Yes, it rhymes with the,
maybe this guy is, and I think you all probably have one of these. I know Bethany definitely does.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride.
I have the power.
Even if we only go to my house.
That body roll, Bethany, gets me every time.
I have the power to diffuse the tension of this podcast.
It sounds like he is your backup husband.
Is this... Okay.
This is a thing.
Okay.
And if you guys really think about it, and really, basically anyone out there, backup wife, too. This is almost applicable to everybody except for those who are asexual.
If you're listening...
Backup spouses.
So if you're listening right now, think, who's your backup spouse?
Yeah.
Whether you're married or not. Most of you probably have it.
I have one for sure.
You do? You're married! Wait a minute, that's not how this is supposed
to
work.
I have one for sure.
Who is your backup spouse?
I cannot tell you who my backup spouse is.
Can you tell us the story of your backup spouse?
It's a dear friend who I have never felt that particular way about. I love him, but I'm not in love with him. Mm-hmm. But I do feel that if something happened to my first marriage, God forbid, that I could learn to love this person. Because he would take care of me and he would provide for
me. It's a partnership.
And we've known each other for so long.
How very homestead of you.
Yeah. Right?
Everybody has one.
Well, my backup husband is your husband, Neil.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So in said situation where...
So when Neil leaves you for Bethany...
reason, Kathleen's marriage doesn't happen. Is that why?
I just think, like, if... And I would never be the one to come between, but, like, if for some... Oh, hold on. pause. My crush just liked my picture on Instagram.
Oh, was it Neil? On. Did Neil just like your picture on Instagram?
Have you ever posted something on social media for one person?
That's all of my posts.
Okay, I just posted this for one person, and he took the bait and liked it.
Yes, he
fabulous.
Did.
And that's the end of our podcast. Thank you for.
All my wanna do is pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
And that's my exit music. Anyway, we'll talk about this later.
But see, does it have to be mutual? Because I think that my backup husband might not agree with me as to being the backup husband.
I think it has to be mutual.
Usually it's discussed.
And sometimes this other person knows that you'll never love them back, but they're secretly in love with you.
Yeah, that happens.
Damn it. I have two then. Yeah. I have one who it's like mutual.
Who's the mutual one?
I'll tell you off the radio.
Cool.
Okay.
One of them is, I think.
I have a friend where we love each other. We love each other. But I know that personality-wise, he drives me crazy.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Like he's a pessimist, whereas I'm a forced optimist because naturally I'm a pessimist, so I have to fight against the pessimism.
That just means you're empowered.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. But he's a pessimist, but I adore him. I would marry him, like, whatever. That's not our relationship.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But we drive each other crazy, so we have to be really careful.
Okay.
But I have another friend who I would want him to be my backup husband, but I don't know if he would agree to be my backup husband.
Okay.
But that's not a conversation you really have either. Like with your friend, Kathleen, have you guys ever actually sat down and had that conversation?
No, we haven't. But it's an unspoken thing that
you know he feels the same way.
We know it's mutual.
We both understand.
Okay. I was under the impression that it was discussed because I have one and it was fully discussed.
What's the discussion
and I thought
you
this
have?
Was a thing.
Wait, how does this discussion come up?
It's been an ongoing conversation of a friend how great we would be. I forget how the joke started, but like we both love traveling and we both love photography, which is not something I'm good at, but I really love it. And he's excellent at it. He does it as a profession and he's covered in tattoos and I want to be covered in tattoos, but I have zero. So I'm fascinated by him and it just turned into this. We're both vegetarian.
Does he have a great mustache?
Yes. It's the
okay,
person you're
it's
thinking.
The person I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yes, he has an excellent, I'll say it, Mike. Yeah. It's my friend Mike.
He's the best Mike ever.
Yeah, he is. And I'll at the only Mike ever.
Only Mike ever.
At
that's
the
what it is.
Only Mike ever, because you have to follow him because his photography is awesome. And
he's totally cute.
He's so cute.
He's a cutie.
And he's a sweetheart to match. So I love him. And we had a discussion that we had decided at first it was as of the time I knew him, which was high school up until now, he does not want to be married, mm-hmm. which is fine. But we decided that we would wait until we were 40. And if neither of us were in a serious relationship headed that way, we would both be happily unmarried together forever traveling the world.
So not married, but like domestic partnership.
Exactly. And then we bumped that up about a year later to 35 because we kept talking about how awesome it would be.
Okay, question.
And changed our minds.
Do you think that you bump it up because maybe deep down you both want it to be something more?
I know that we totally love each other. We do, absolutely. And I know that we find each other to be just light enough on the eyes. I don't know. But there's not that kind of relationship partner thing there. It's a weird divide. Like like a lot of people have that friend, you're like, oh, you're hot, you're really attractive, but there's not necessarily completely that thing that makes you want to put it into a commitment thing. Well, that's there. But I would still be, I think I can say completely happy spending the rest of my life with Mike. I love him.
Here's the thing. People all over the world have arranged marriages. Mm-hmm. And they will all tell you the same thing.
What?
You can learn to love somebody.
So you can grow into it.
And my mother said this to me about my backup husband many a times before I met my current husband.
Wow.
She said to me, you know, you can learn to love him. Like, he's a good person. You can learn to love him. And stupid me, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of my hometown and I'm going to, you know, explore and meet new people and whatever. So I just couldn't ever really accept that. Here's some food for thought. I was taking the train when I was 21 years old, coincidentally, with my friend Krista. She's Southern, so she's talking to everybody.
Hashtag friendly.
And we sat down next to this woman on the train, and Krista starts talking to this woman about relationships. And I had just broken up with Neil, my now husband, then boyfriend. Aww. And the woman said, and it was a life-changing moment for me, and really I think it was a moment sent from God to make me kind of reflect upon what I was doing. She said, when I was your age, and she was talking about Chris and I in our early 20s, there was a man who wanted to marry me, and I thought that I could do better, and I was a fool, and I would have been so happy with him, and I have never met anybody like him ever again.
Oh my gosh.
So, especially girls our age, millennials, from the entire millennial spectrum, we see things like Sex and the City, and, you know, in movies, and we're like, we're going to move to the big city, and we're going to date around, and, you know, screw guys, we don't need them. It's all about the career. And sometimes, like, you had that guy in the wings the whole time, and he really is the person that was going to make you happy, and you were just too stupid to realize this.
That's the most profound thing that's been said on this podcast series yet.
Like, don't overlook that person because they're not perfect. Or they're not Sex in the City perfect, or they're not movie perfect. Like, there are things in your 70s that you need that will make you happy that don't make you necessarily happy in the eyes in your 20s.
Wow. That got that's amazing advice.
Yeah, and it came from a total stranger on a train that I never saw or spoke to ever again.
But the hippie part in me believes that that person was sent. That's something. Have you ever gone back and looked and said, you know what, in that moment I was being channeled for whatever that person needed?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think that she was being channeled.
Absolutely. Yep.
In that moment you needed to hear that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally.
I love that.
Yeah. Shortly after I got back with my boyfriend, and then we got married just a few years later. So that woman changed my life, and she doesn't even know.
I wonder where she is now.
I hope she somehow listens to the podcast.
She was riding the Northeast Corridor on New Jersey Transit.
I hope you remember.
Aww. All right, I have no idea. I forgot to hit the timer.
Yo, we're at about 22. Why did I say yo? We're at about 22.
This podcast was all over the place.
Dude, it's cool. Whatever. My crush liked my picture. That's all I care about. Thank you so much for listening to our 21st birthday episode.
We'd be dancing.
Why'd you tune that out? Yo.
That's what this is all about.
That
it's all
song.
About.
But when you're with me, I'll give you a test. We want to hear your 21st birthday stories. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast. Check out our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Thank you so, so much for listening. Ladies, cheers.
And
cheers.
When we learn, God bless your 21st year.
God bless it. Here's to another 21 episodes. We love you so, so much. Happy birthday to you. And we'll talk to you next week.